From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A lot happening in Washington today, despite Congress being on summer break. President Obama will be giving a wide-ranging news conference this afternoon ahead of his vacation. And one issue that's sure to come up, U.S. relations with Russia, strained by a lot of issues lately.
Among them, Russia's decision to grant temporary asylum to NSA leaker Edward Snowden. President Obama has canceled a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But talks did go on today between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and their Russian counterparts Sergey Lavrov and Sergey Shoigu. Here is Secretary Kerry speaking as the talks began this morning.
Sergey Lavrov and I are old hockey players, and we both know that diplomacy, like hockey, can sometimes result in the occasional collision. So we're candid, very candid about the areas in which we agree, but also the areas in which we disagree.
Well, joining us now for more on the state of U.S.-Russian relations is NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. Michelle, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
So kind of a lighthearted open there from Secretary of State Kerry.
That's right. I mean, Kerry was clearly trying to break the ice here. But I should note that Russia's foreign minister, Sergey Lavrov, when he spoke, he said that all sides have to act like grown-ups. He said that's what we're doing, and he hopes that this is reciprocal. So the Russians are clearly disappointed that President Obama canceled the summit with Putin. And the idea that the White House is putting out is that, you know, they want to just continue this relationship on a much lower level.
Well, what are they going to be talking about on this lower level?
Well, there's a great deal. I mean, for one, Syria, you know, Secretary Kerry went to Moscow in June, and he and his Russian counterpart at the time agreed on the need to hold a peace conference, the so-called Geneva II. And the idea was to get Bashar al-Assad's government and the rebels to agree on a transitional government. But the U.S. and Russia never really saw eye to eye on exactly how that's going to work. The civil war in Syria is only intensifying. So they really need to salvage that peace process, and that's one task. They're also talking about arms control. Really, we haven't seen either side making progress there. There's Iran. The U.S. and Russia are part of a diplomatic grouping that's tried to convince Iran to scale back its nuclear ambitions. And there's a new president of Iran. So Kerry is going to touch base with the Russians on that.
But can we expect to see any progress on these issues? Do Secretary Kerry and Secretary Hagel's Russian counterparts have the political clout to make anything happen?
Not really. You know, Lavrov and Sergei Shoigu, who's the Russian defense minister, aren't the ones who make policy decisions in Russia. It's Putin that calls the shots. And the U.S. knows that. You know, when Kerry was on that trip to Moscow in June, he met Putin, and that was seen as the key meeting. I mean, he had the press conference with Lavrov, but it was Putin that was the key meeting at the time. And it's clear that the Russians really want that meeting to get back on track. So we'll see what they can come up with today.
Now, this all got a lot more complicated because of Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker who has now taken temporary asylum in Russia. But even in the pre-Snowden days, it's not as if U.S.-Russian relations were great.
No, I mean, Snowden was really the tip of the iceberg for the U.S. I mean, let's look back at some of these recent tensions. Congress passed a law that punishes human rights violators in Russia. That was named for Sergei Magnitsky, who was a corruption whistleblower in Russia who died in prison. Magnitsky was just recently convicted posthumously in a Russian court. So there was the Russian response to that. The Russians have also responded by barring American families from adopting Russian children.
Right.
The Russians have kicked out the U.S. Agency for International Development. It's passed laws that are widely criticized here for restricting the rights of gays and lesbians. So, you know, there's a long and growing list of concerns. And there's a danger for the Obama administration of making too much of this about Snowden. There are many other issues to focus on.
Now, it's probably not very likely that the Russians are going to turn Snowden over to the United States. So is there a way for the relations to get better in the absence of that?
It's hard to see at the moment because there are so many other concerns. There were a lot of groups that were calling on Obama to cancel the summit with Putin over these other issues. So we'll have to see how quickly the Snowden affair blows over, how the two sides handle this going forward, and see if the U.S. and Russia can make some progress on these other areas, things like arms control, Syria, because they're certainly not going to get anywhere over their differences on human rights.
Michelle, you have covered diplomacy for years. Are you starting to hear from people there in Washington about a Cold War mentality? I don't want to go that far, but are we getting into a frosty relationship now with Russia that's reminiscent of what was going on for decades?
Well, there's been a lot of cycles in this relationship, and there was a real low point as well during the Bush administration. So I'm not sure we're at that point yet. This administration did famously reset its relationship with Russia and got some things done in the first term. It's been a lot harder since Putin has been back, and with Putin playing to his nationalist base at home, it's going to be very difficult to either reset this relationship again or what they seem to be doing now is sort of pushing the pause button.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kelleman in Washington. Michelle, thanks so much.
Great to be here.